old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinette.
A meditation by Richard Baxter, based upon Luke chapter 12, verse 15, one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Directions against covetousness. 1. Remember how short a time you have to enjoy the wealth you have accumulated. How quickly are you stripped of all? The world is just an inn or passage, and life is short. You are almost dead and gone already. If you are rich today and in another world tomorrow, is not poverty just as good? O distracted soul, do you make so great a matter of riches with so short a time? Cast your eye on invisible and eternal things, and you will scarce have leisure to consider the temporal. A man led to execution scarce looks at the shops in the street as he passes by. These do not concern him. How little do the wealth and honors of the world concern a soul that is going into another world? 2. Consider the great needs wealth cannot supply. Money cannot buy pardon or a clear conscience. Judas brought back his money and hung himself. Money cannot enlighten a blinded mind, soften a hardened heart, humble a proud heart, or justify a guilty soul. Riches will not keep away a fever or ease the gout. The greatest wealth cannot keep away death. Look up to God and remember that you are wholly in His hands. Money will not help you in the day of judgment. 3. Spend time with the sick and dying, and note what their riches do for them. They forsake them in the greatest hour of necessity and distress. Oh, one drop of mercy is worth more than a world empire. Do you not know this to be true? Will you not have the same thoughts at death? All the pleasure of prosperity will be past. The poorest are equal with the rich. Oh, look to the end, and live as you die. Seek now that which will be important in the end, when you will have full experience to make you wiser.